U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry could move quickly to ease tensions with Cuba by taking the Caribbean nation off Washington's list of state sponsors of terrorism. Communist Cuba has been on the list since 1982. The U.S. State Department's annual list on terrorism is scheduled to be released on April 30th, but there is little formal indication Kerry, whom as a U.S. senator favored better relations with Cuba, will advise the White House to take Cuba off the list. Tensions between the U.S. and Cuba have eased due to greater bilateral cooperation on customs and homeland security issues. During his first term, President Obama relaxed Bush-era restrictions on expatriate Cubans visiting the island while permitting larger cash transfers from the U.S. to family members in Cuba. The Boston Globe reported that high-level diplomats are pushing to have Cuba taken off the terrorist list. However, better relations are hampered by Cuba's continued imprisonment of USAID contractor Alan Gross, who was charged with bringing advanced communications equipment to Jewish groups and dissidents inside Cuba. Cuban officials have discussed a humanitarian prisoner exchange that involves trading Gross's freedom for members of the Cuba Five. Thus far, the U.S. State Department has rejected such a deal. The Cuba Five is a group of intelligence agents convicted of spying on anti-Castro groups in the Cuban-American community in Florida. The recent release of information on the guns, ammunition, and other weapons and information found by Connecticut State Police at Newtown mass shooter Adam Lanza's home left an image of an angry young man obsessed with guns, extreme violence, and video games. But the evidence does not provide a clear motive for the horrifying killing spree of 20 first graders and 6 educators at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Among people with severe mental illness, mass murders are extremely rare. Many troubled young men involved in violent incidents have a dual diagnosis of severe mental illness and substance abuse, but only receive sporadic treatment for either illness. These young men are currently not eligible for Medicaid, and youths with this dual diagnosis are 4 times more likely to commit violent acts than mentally ill persons who are not dealing with substance abuse problems. The result is that many young men with mental illness are housed in jails. In Chicago, for example, the city's largest jail has 22% of its inmates diagnosed with some form of mental illness. This situation will likely change for the better in 2014 when the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, kicks in and millions who are currently uninsured can gain access to mental health care through the Medicaid program. Scouts from U.S. Major League Baseball teams searched the Dominican Republic for young talented players they can train and eventually bring back to play in the big leagues. Shortstop Yuri Guillen first talked with a scout at age 15. A year later, he signed a deal with the Washington Nationals that included a $30,000 bonus. The young player practiced at the Nationals' Boca Chica Baseball Academy in the Dominican Republic. The Nationals were set to send the young shortstop to Florida to play in the rookie league, but then he suffered severe health problems. Without health insurance, the player was rejected by a top-tier private hospital. A local clinic later diagnosed him with bacterial meningitis, and he soon died. The death of the young ball player is an extreme example of how many Dominican baseball prospects are abused in a country with a 40% poverty rate. According to Mother Jones magazine, the baseball training camps run by major league clubs are often substandard operations. In the mid-1990s, an academy run by the St. Louis Cardinals slept 8 players to a room, and the playing field was riddled with rocks. A facility run by the Chicago Cubs had 1 bathroom without running water for 18 ball players. In 2009, Major League Baseball sent Sandy Alderson, now the general manager of the New York Mets, to investigate. His report called for shaking up operations of the baseball academies, yet most clubs responded by slashing prospect bonuses and failing to invest in improving their training facilities. Longtime Dominican agent Aston Jacobo observed, "It's no secret to anybody that we have been taken advantage of for 50 years." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.